Hello, this is Mona Lisa 32, and I'm going to be reading the incest story. I have been helping my son bathe by user Bathing My Son. And this is story update number 19. Hey, it's been nearly 3 weeks since my last update. Super busy with work and life in general as usual. And I've only had time to spend with my son over the weekends. There has been a lot going on in our house, specifically relating to my other son and his living situation. He's been on the rocks with his girlfriend for some time, and there's the potential, very likely, however, based on what he's been saying, possibly by the end of this week, that he'll have to break his lease and move back home for a while he makes other arrangements. That would probably signal the end of what my youngest and I have been doing. But nothing is concrete yet, and I have to keep both of their best interests in mind when dealing with this situation. It's all getting pretty complicated, so kind of just have to vent out here before beginning the post. It's a bit of a conundrum for me as to whether or not to tell him what's been going on or just to quit once he's home. So it's been a mentally draining fortnight and quite emotional for me, quietly anyway. My youngest knows the situation too, and I'll probably cover this more in another post when I know more about what's going on. But it's looking very likely that everything's going to change. Things have been progressing, and he's now almost fully healed, which I'm very grateful for. He puts it down to my quote-unquote care. I think it's more of a joint effort. I sometimes have to remind myself that this started because he needed help washing himself, because just how far things have gone. We are being very open with each other about how we've been feeling, especially with the relation to his brother, and how things could change when he comes back home, if he comes back home. He's been joking that we could continue. And while he was saying that, it did plant a seed in my head. I'm not convinced on exactly what I should do. The thought had crossed my mind that we could just keep everything open with him, as we all are very close. But of course, it is a touchy subject. Admittedly, I've had thoughts of him joining what we've got going on, but that's just been a thought and something I've kept to myself. Until now, of course. Anyway, this was a bit of a catch-up post of what's been going on between the two of us. I don't really know how to format this post because so much time has passed. So I'll just go through two quote-unquote special days of the last two fortnight to try and get everyone up to speed on where we are with it. After feeling pretty down on Friday night before last, due to the really long hours I've been away, I was exhausted driving home on Friday night, so was pleasantly surprised to find him in my bed. He had been going to his own room to sleep through the week, so seeing him laying there was really nice. I showered and cuddled into him, realizing he was naked, and we fell asleep. Saturday morning, he was awake first and stirred me by shifting around some. Morning, baby, I said in the morning haze. How'd you sleep? Really good, Mom. I've missed waking up in your bed, though, he said and nestled into my chest. I wrapped both arms around him and held him close as our bodies pressed together, and I felt immediately horny as his legs wrapped around mine. He looked up from my breast and smiled at me before I felt something under the sheets poking into my stomach. I said, while rubbing my eyes. What was that? Oh, you know, he brushed me off cheekily. Are you sure? Maybe if you show me, I'll have a better idea. He pulled his hands up, grabbed the top of the sheet, and pulled it down, revealing our naked intertwined bodies, and rolled over onto his back, erection now fully exposed and pointing straight up. Oh God, baby, I managed to mutter. I'll never stop being shocked at how big you are, I said while reaching for it and clasping my hand around it firmly. I'm so wet already. So how do you want me? Mouth first, pussy last? He looked a bit shy while saying this, but he got out, "How about the other way?" That's naughty," I moaned into his ear. "But I want that too. I love tasting myself off a cock." His head dropped back and I felt more blood rush to his penis in my hand as it started twitching some. "Don't move, okay?" He merely nodded in agreement and I sat up, swung my legs over his, facing away from him, and scooched down so my pussy was pressed up against his penis. I was already wet, so after rubbing his tip around my clit just a little, I lowered myself fully until he was all the way inside me. With him still deep, I leaned forward with my head between his legs and slowly leveraged my hips up and down on his penis. It felt amazing, just slowly moving him in and out. So I stayed like that for quite some time, hugging at his legs. He had his hands on my ass, just as gently sliding them all around and gripping my thighs. But he started to get adventurous with his fingers and began to just tickling my asshole slightly. I moaned when he did that, which gave him the okay to press a little deeper. Baby, that feels so good. Keep your hand there, okay? I moved away from him and pushed back, feeling his finger and cock move in and out of me as I did. I couldn't help but groan every time I pushed my hips back and felt my holes stretch out each time I did. I moaned my loudest as I started picking up speed and using his hands to start smacking my ass, which only made me move harder and harder. "Oh God, Mom," he said. "This is so fucking hot, I'm going to come." "Hold it," I shouted, sliding down on his legs until his cock slid out and I heard it slap onto his stomach. "You said you wanted this. You want to come in Mommy's mouth, don't you?" I said, spinning back around and taking him in my mouth and hands. "Oh God, Mom, so much," he managed to moan while staring down at me. I made a long eye contact with him as I bobbed my head up and down his cock as deep as I could go. He let out a loud groan and he reached out for my head, pushing me down to let loose right onto my throat. I held for as long as I could before I came back up, coughing and slurting. His cum setting off my gag reflex, and I coughed for a while, dribbling. He sat straight up, looking worried, but I reassured him that it was okay, and he went to get some water. After I calmed down, we went in for a shower, before starting out the weekend together. Last Sunday was quite a nice day for both of us. We are bothering less and less with clothing of any kind, him especially. So watching his cock dangle all day does absolutely nothing for my self-control. Several times I've just got to my knees when he's been walking past and presented myself to him if he feels the need. This usually results with a blowjob, followed by whatever comes next. This Sunday in particular, and I'm not sure what spurred it, but he must have been feeling particularly frisky because we experimented a little. I was in the lounge room on the couch in just a bra, mostly for support now, in panties, and he came in and sat next to me naked and hard, stared directly at my breasts. Now, I wouldn't consider what we have a free use situation, as it's all still above board and we're very consensual. But if he wants me, he can have me. So I wasted no real time in laying across the couch and sucking him. He was moaning less loudly than usual this day, as he had been prone to saying, "Oh, Mommy," while this happens. I let him out of my mouth and, looking up at him, said, "What's wrong, honey? How'd you know?" "Well, I don't yet, do I?" I laughed back at his retort. "Tell me." "Well, you know I really like it when you lick my ass. I was thinking maybe you could, maybe go further with your hands, too." He sounded nervous as hell while asking this, but I knew what he meant. "It's fine, sweetie," I said, reassuring him. "Let me take care of you. Just relax." "Okay, Mom," he said, and he rested his head back on the couch, raising his knee slightly so I could access him better. I got my hands under his legs and pushed them up even more before licking from his balls down to his gooch, until finally I was at his ass. I think I'm running out of characters here, so I'll just say I put a finger inside him and jerked him off onto my face while we sat on the couch. I just decided to share this because it was quite a special moment for us, sharing a fantasy of his. He said I was the first person to even consider doing this with him, and we cuddled for a long time after that, after it happened. So that's it for now. I'll try to update more frequently with more specifics, but I have a serious decision to make regarding my other son and where that'll take us. I really just don't know. Update number 20. Hey there. I'm sorry for how long this update took. I'm sorry for how long this update took. Reddit logged me out on my phone and I couldn't remember the password. I eventually found my burner email password and was able to reset it. So this is long overdue and quite a bit has happened since the last one. Apologies if I haven't responded to any of your messages. I'll get to them after I type this out. Before I start this update, I just want to say how much I appreciate some of your input into my situation. If you want a slight catch-up, the first paragraph of my last post covers it. I had a really difficult decision to make, and while things are still a bit tense over the course of the last week, things have chilled a lot. I think the decision I made to tell him was the correct one. It could have gone so many ways, but if there was even a hint of him moving back in, it absolutely had to be done. Knowing it could wreck our relationship was the better option than him finding out on his own, and it definitely being destroyed was my own way of justifying this line of thinking. Slight spoiler, TLDR, he has decided to move in with us, full knowledge of what myself and his brother have been doing to this point. Enough of an intro now, let me just tell you how it went down. His due date for moving in was Friday, the week before last, so I invited him over on Thursday so he could scope out his room, make his plans, and have a meal with us before he had moved any boxes in. Thursday, I called in sick to work because I was so nervous about that evening we had in store and spent most of the day crossed between anxiety and stress about what I had to do. The day at home served me well because after I'd gone over the conversation in my head a few times, I felt better and more confident about what I'd tell him. Nothing less than the truth. From start to finish, I'd fill him in on what and how of how this all began. We are a very close-knit family, so staying truthful was very important for me because if I lied or lied by omission at all, he'd find out, and the consequences of that would be life-changing for us as a unit. While I would have loved to spend the day exploring more of my youngest, it didn't feel right to keep up the facade with this conversation looming. We did spend the day in just our underwear, however, if you're just reading these for the sexy bits. We spent a lot of the day talking about how this would go, and he was understandably very nervous about the situation, so lots of mom's reassurance did the trick at calming him down. By evening time, we were in a much better space, just chatting in the kitchen, when there was a loud, startling knock. We went silent, made eye contact, and after a deep breath, I walked over to answer the door. When I opened it, there he stood with some bags already in hand, which blew the before he moves anything in plan straight out the water from the onset. We cuddled and walked to the kitchen where I watched my sons embrace each other. The oldest delighted to see us while his younger brother was more hesitant, knowing what was going to happen. He seemed in a great mood despite the fact that his relationship was ending, and after we caught up for a while, it came to light it was because he was excited about living with us again. That made my heart sink a little bit, but I chose to stick to my guns about the plan. We'd spoke at length the previous week about how he was feeling, and the general vibe was he was just over a relationship, so he wasn't absolutely devastated about its breakdown, So him coming home again in good spirits wasn't totally unexpected. I cooked us dinner, all the while trying to keep focused without losing confidence I'd built up all day. It was hard to focus on what was being said, and I was being a little distant with my replies, which he picked up on about halfway through the meal. "What's wrong, Mom?" he finally asked. "Is everything okay?" I put my cutlery down and looked over to my youngest, whose eyes widened as he realized this was it. Mom was going to break the news. After a deep breath, I looked back at my oldest and started with, "You remember your brother's accident a few months ago?" From start to finish, I started telling him the story I posted here. I won't go over everything I said because I'd just be repeating myself, and to be honest, it all came out in a bit of a mess. Providing context was very important, so I spent a lot of time talking about me helping him bathe, then things progressed from there into what we've been doing as of late. I spared him the dirty details and just told him flat out that I've been helping his brother get off. He listened silently, eyes flickering back and forth between the two of us while I chronicled the previous months. My heart was pounding with every word, anticipating the worst kind of reaction, but trusting him to be mature enough to at least try to empathize with his brother. "The whole thing is my fault," I said at one point, before tears welling up in my eyes. "This has nothing to do with how I feel about you, honey. I saw how badly your brother was hurt, and my motherly instinct kicked in. I don't expect you to understand or even agree with what I'd done, so it's so hard being a mother and seeing any of you children in pain. I just had to help him." Through the whole thing, my youngest was silent, almost out of his chair, expecting the worst and ready to leg it away. But to his credit, he stayed. He stayed put, just like we had discussed. I needed both of them there as support to hear all of it. "I just wanted to be as honest with you as possible before you moved in properly. God knows you're your own man and can make any decision you want regarding this, but I love you both so much, and losing contact with either of you would break my fucking heart." I almost started sobbing right there, but I held on. After I was done, I sat back, waiting for him to react by picking up his things and leaving, never to be seen again. He had been leaning forward over the table as I spoke, but when I finished, he mirrored me by sitting back and looking toward the ceiling, breathing deeply as confusion washed over his face. He didn't seem angry, but my thoughts were so negative in the moment, I questioned if I had done the right thing. "Talk to me, honey," I finally said. The silence was killing me, and I had to know how he felt. "Anything. Please give me something. I respect and trust you enough to be honest with you and want the same from you." "Here come more tears." His head shot back down to look at us and said, "I can't talk right now. I need to process this alone. I'll stay at a hotel tonight." He stood up and grabbed one of his bags, leaving most of his stuff, and walked out the door without another word, leaving just me and the youngest looking at each other. We shared a long hug through my sadness, and I tried to comfort him, telling him none of this was his fault. We went to our separate beds shortly after, exhausted and nervous about what my oldest would say. After work the next day, I missed a call from him. Fuck. I had to make some excuse and run outside frantically calling him back, and thankfully he answered. There was a long silence before he started speaking. "Just so I'm getting this straight, and I know the last night wasn't a dream, you've been helping him get off?" "Breathe. Focus." "Yes, that's right. It has nothing to do with how much I love you all. Being a mom is hard, and I can't expect you to understand, but last night wasn't a dream." After a long pause from him on the other side, He said, "I'm coming back tonight. I can't talk about this over the phone, but I have a lot of questions. Make sure you're both there, okay?" A wave of relief washed over me, having confirmed I would see him again. "Okay, we'll be there." He said a quick, "I love you, Mom," and hung up before I could respond. Fast forward to that night. That night he came by again, and now it was his time to talk. He quizzed me on how and what we had done, how we both felt about it, whether or not we were in love in the kind of way not traditional for a son and mom. If we were in a relationship, which we rebuffed as soon as he asked, I told him that while I was enjoying the freedom it brought to us around the house, it's not like we're dating. By the end of the conversation, it seemed he had come to better terms about the whole thing. He asked what I meant by freedom, and I said, just in a casual nudity around the house, not having to hide ourselves anymore. If your brother needed help, I was there to help him. He was still quite a bit sus on us at the start, but as the evening progressed, he got answers to questions that he had and actually sounded more accepting of the situation. It was really late when we wrapped up, so I said he could stay the night, which to my surprise and delight, he accepted. "Does this mean you'll still move home?" "Well, I don't really have anywhere else to go right now, and my bags are already here, so right now, yes." I gave them both a long hug and made up the spare bedroom for him. We all went our separate bedrooms and fell asleep for the first time in a long time under the same roof. Fast forward by a week and a half. So he's been here for a week and a half, and by now has fully moved in his furniture. I've stopped all relations with my youngest for the time being, just while things still are ironing out. Throughout the week, if a question came in to my oldest about it, he asked me, and I've answered truthfully to everything. I could swear he's been looking at me slightly differently. I don't want to say lustfully and assume anything right now, but maybe more curiosity. I understand this will take some time to process, but the good news is we're all together again, at least for the time being. I'm sorry for this update and how it's so late, but now I know my password and it won't happen again. If you have any questions at all, ask them below and I'll do my best to answer them. Update number 21. Hey there. Back with some more info about how living together has been going for the three of us. I debated on whether or not to do an update or not, but some interesting things have been happening, and I just thought I'd keep you guys up to date. So after my last post, where I detailed informing my oldest about what happened, things have calmed down a bit. Not that things were ever that rocky, given the circumstances, but it really was feeling like we were settling into more of a routine life together, and that's a really nice feeling. More on that later. My youngest son and I haven't started relations since the oldest moved in. I guess we're getting more and more comfortable sharing our space. On this past Saturday morning, I jumped out of the shower and dried off. Got dressed. Shit. I'd realized I left my skirt on the bed. When I was walking over to grab it, my oldest appeared in my bedroom door. Now, I've been so used to keeping the doors open that it didn't occur to me to shut it before I showered because the bathroom door was shut. Plus, I thought they were in their bedrooms, so it was a bit of a shock to see him. I was wearing a crop top under my around-the-house thong, and when I saw him, I didn't really make eye contact or any huge effort to cover myself. "Shit, sorry, Mom. I was just going to ask if you had anything for breakfast," he said. He didn't avert his eyes or anything like that out of embarrassment, just looked at me casually as if this was something he'd seen every day. I caught his eyes darting up and down me a few times. "No, I haven't, sweetie. Do you want me to cook or are you?" "If you're offering, that sounds great," he said. "Do you want to come down now?" "Yeah, sure," I said, a little meekly, while looking down at my skirt, debating on what he meant by now. Did he mean after I'd gotten fully dressed, or as I was? I decided to forego it and just walked over to him, as he peeled himself off the frame and made his way to the kitchen with me in tow. He didn't react to me not wearing pants, so I took it as an approval. Some thoughts about what he was trying went through my mind as I was following him, but I suppressed them, and we came into the kitchen together. My youngest was already at the table, and when he looked up to see my coming toward him in half clothing, he flushed red and kept his eyes glued to me. I felt a little bad for him at the moment, remembering what he would have done just a few weeks ago, but neither of them protested me looking like this. Telling them to just relax, I prepared breakfast for us and we sat down together and ate. We talked about what we were planning for the weekend. It felt quite freeing being in just a top and a thong, and they kept glancing down at my body all throughout breakfast without any protest from me. I felt like they were maybe testing the waters a little that morning. I said no more on it, and after they'd cleaned the dishes, I stayed in what I was wearing for the rest of the day. That night, we watched a movie on the couch, and I still hadn't put any more clothes on, quite liking how it felt, having them glance at me as I was busy around the house all day. I was in between the two of them, and about halfway in the movie, my oldest sat back onto his corner of the couch and lay his legs across mine. His calves pressed down on my thighs, expanding them with pressure, and I casually lay my hands across them. None of us said anything about what was happening, but I saw my youngest look over at me and his brother, not wanting him to feel left out or jealous. I moved my left hand over and placed it on his upper thigh, giving it a squeeze before settling it down. No words were exchanged through this, and we were all relaxed through the rest of the film. The next morning, Sunday, as I was getting ready, I just decided to forego the skirt again and greeted them at breakfast wearing what I had worn Saturday. My youngest smiled at me as I walked over to him for an embrace, a different reaction than I had gotten the day before, but I did catch him blushing slightly. We spent Sunday the same as Saturday, just doing the house stuff and relaxing. But as the evening drew closer, my oldest suggested a movie again. We took our place on the couch, but this time, before the movie had even started, he had his legs across mine and my hand was back on my youngest. That's what I was talking about before when I said, quote-unquote, routine. Sunday, though, I got a bit restless and started stroking their legs just gently, in a kind of motherly way. So the situation now is they're okay with me walking around semi-nude, even silently encouraging it with their glances. I've gotten to say it feels like we're in a much better place together, and I'm very happy with how all things are going, living together. Till next time.